the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles. How pointy are you talking?
Gummy ball. Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that.
Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a program which is hosted by three people and listened to by the public. Because let's face it, if it were the other way around, it would be a disaster. Guess what? Joel Kasem is my name and I'm currently sitting next to some friends of mine, so I'd better introduce them as it's polite and I don't want to make things awkward. First up is a woman who this week on an Across the Park forum was voted most likely to either get gastro or coronavirus. It's Gabby Morris.
Oh, it's
what would you rather, gastro or coronavirus?
I mean, gastro. Oh, okay. Obviously, right? I'm probably very likely going.
You are.
I have a compromised immune system. I'm often not here, so I'm sick a lot.
So second on my list of names to read out is a man who, on the same forum, was described as the Holden of the show. It's Mick Rad.
It's because I haven't been propped up by the government enough.
What happened there?
No, I just went bust. No one bought Holden's anymore.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
That's what happens.
Is it?
And the government didn't give them enough money. Well, they did, but then they didn't use the money to... No, I don't know.
Well described. And joining us for the first time from the Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema, it's the very funny Alex J and Beck Charwood.
What up, what up?
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. On a sports show. Film people on a sports show. I'm still trying to work that out.
Neither film people nor sports people, so it'll be fun.
But we did watch Remember the Titans once, so pretty across it, I think.
Okay,
totally.
That's all we need to know.
I don't think we brought that up as one of the films we were going to discuss.
Yeah, I think it's on there.
Is it?
Okay. What's Remember the Titans again? Is that with...
Football.
Yeah, and there's a
Denzel
coach. Yeah, and he's got like a southern accent, and he's like... Y'all gonna win the big game.
And they're like, what, coach?
Yeah, and he's like...
You know that movie.
Yeah, he's like firm but fair.
Not with...
Yeah. That is the one with a lot of famous people in it, I think. Like,
like Baby Ryan Reynolds is in there.
Baby
Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling. Oh, sorry.
Same.
Would you believe I have a movie podcast?
You wait till we start talking about sport.
Yeah. Beck has a condition we like to call actor face blindness.
She has the opposite.
You know too many faces?
Yes.
That's called bragging. It's very different.
So you really have that thing where you see someone's face but they don't look like you don't remember their face?
Not medically diagnosed.
Oh. Diagnosed on the program.
Podcast diagnosed.
Yeah. I'm just shit with names.
I'll just look at any actor and I'm like, yeah, I know. I'll confidently say who they are.
Very confident.
And people will be like, what are you talking about?
That's what Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds is. That's good.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Like,
close eyes, weird face.
Exactly.
Yeah, the worst one I had was when the guy who played the T-1000 in Terminator 2, I was like, oh, that's James Dean.
He was famously dead for about four decades before the movie was made.
Could have been a whole grand.
He only did three films, didn't he, James Dean?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, Terminator being
Terminator 2 and two others.
He snuck back in there. He's like, John Farnham, he can't quit.
There are some other people in that movie.
Who's in Miss Congeniality?
Sandra Bullock.
Was she in it?
No.
That's a different
She's
one.
She's in a different
That's with the kid.
Football.
Yeah, different football.
The Blind Side.
Oh, the Blind Side, yeah.
That was a good
Once
one.
Again, Southern, firm but fair.
Yeah. And definitely coach.
Yeah.
Always.
It's the same lines, just different actors.
Yeah.
But to us, it's the same people, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, guys, tell us about your show. Like, what you watch a movie each week.
Yes.
That
we'll
say things and we'll say yes or no.
Yeah. We'll guess it out. No, we have a podcast where we watch all of the movies that dudes have told us that we have to see. So me and Alex have found something in common that a lot of women seem to have is that they viciously get recommended movies throughout their lives, particularly on dates.
Yeah. Or like shamed that you haven't seen a guy's favorite movie.
And it's usually something horrible, like a Clockwork Orange, or like there will be blood, or just something so not, you know, horny or fun to watch on a date whatsoever. So we go through each week and we watch one of these movies and we review it so people don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Clever.
Oh, yeah. I love that idea. And I do realize that guys are very good at doing that because guys have this real taste for movies.
Yeah, it's a thing. I don't know what it is.
Well, taste is...
No, it isn't taste.
Hunger.
Bad taste. Yeah.
But I would argue it's the same thing now with younger generation. Like, younger generation come through and they haven't seen all these old classic movies that when I was growing up, I used to love. And obviously, they're probably dated like anything. So I'd try and force the kids to watch these movies that I loved. And they would go, this is crap. What are you talking about? There's no CGI. It's shit. But similarly, guys have movies that they're passionate about for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Maybe they just, it was the first time they had a beer or they...
Oh, totally. There's so much emotional connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Decades worth of emotional connection to a movie. And then they make us watch it on a date and then watch us watch it.
They're watching you. Have fun in that bit. It's quite good.
We're not laughing or amazed.
They pause it and rewind
moment.
It. You didn't laugh at that bit, so I'm just going to rewind it. You probably missed it.
And then how cranky do they get when you don't like it?
So cranky. They just get cranky that we haven't seen it begin with.
Yeah. They're just like, how have you... It's like, I've been living a life.
I've been watching other movies. There's other movies apart from Die Hard. Sorry.
Doing my watching.
I've never seen
Die Hard. I know, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen Die Hard either. So
I haven't. That's got to be an episode soon.
It's our, a big one. Yeah, we're saving it for
Christmas.
Something special. Yeah,
save it for Christmas.
We didn't do it for Christmas and everyone got mad at us.
Everyone got so mad.
People were like, where is it? And we're like, we're not like other podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, did we forget about it? Yeah. Okay.
Also, people are getting mad, so that's impressive that you guys have got fans and listeners.
Yeah.
People get real mad at us. Yeah.
Yeah. More actually, what we've actually found we're super surprised about, because every time we've been shamed for these movies has been so aggressive. But the people who listen to the podcast are so lovely.
So nice. We have more dudes writing into us than girls saying, like, I apologize, I am that guy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to every woman in my life.
through all the movies you've done a pretty good list so far. What have you done, like
55 as of yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Must be movies in there that you've actually gone, oh, wow, I get
totally.
This. I get this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, otherwise, we would have stopped ages ago. Oh, my God. If we had it every single one.
Any stand out?
Bill and Ted. We love Bill and Ted.
Oh, Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Freaking loved it.
Terminator. Love Terminator.
The original? Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, both.
One and two. We haven't seen the other ones. Mm. I love Star Wars. Alex
is an OG Star Wars.
Yeah, Alex unfortunately did not.
I was the newbie.
Yeah.
Like the newest.
The original trilogy we did just
I
recently.
Wanted to go through and do the new ones as well, but for some reason she didn't want to. And I couldn't force it on her either. To be so respectful.
That's the point. I caught you in a trap.
I actually heard the episode you did with, it was Back to the Future, and you had Rove McManus on.
Yes.
And you asked him this question and I'd always wondered about when he used to sign off and say
howdy mum for me.
I just assumed he'd seen it in Back to the Future and he's on this Back to the Future episode. I'm like, surely it's got to come
crazy.
Up. And it did, and he's like, no, it's not from that movie.
We were so disappointed.
We watched it separately like a few days before, texted each other like, have you got up to the bit? Yeah, that's his catchphrase. Oh my God. And he said, no, it's just a coincidence.
It's crazy, right?
I'm like, really? Oh, come on, just play along for the pod, mate.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Do you take obviously, you get recommendations all the time.
Are you going to do this right now?
Yeah, totally.
You're going to be that guy on
get
air.
Out. Get the list
you
out.
You could have just DM'd us afterwards, but no, you're going to shame yourself.
Well, I think it's got to be sports related. So
okay. Well, yeah, we haven't
got
done
some
a lot
hot
of
sports.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's some of my favorites.
Gabby, you may speak.
Yes.
Be quiet.
Identified as a dude.
You are the majority today.
Have you guys seen the ultimate classic, Bend It Like Beckham? Bend It Like Beckham.
I have seen it, but I remember I was very young because it came out late
2002.
I was still quite young in 2002. Like sorry to rub it in.
Baby. is that like your favorite movie?
Awesome. Hot girls playing soccer. Great soundtrack. So can't go wrong.
I'm in.
Keira Knightley.
She was so young then. Was that before Love Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It had a really small budget and just did amazingly, smashed it at the box office. Yeah,
great.
And it was kind of like the really good, like juicy representation of women playing elite sport. You know,
very cool.
Yeah,
this is before its time.
Before its time, another one, Blue Crush.
Is that the surfing one?
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Guys,
is that the one where the...
You've lost Gabby now.
I'm going to be that dude and I'm going to shame you.
Is that the one that was like the heaps young actress and she's like in the waterfall and there's like a really sexy scene but she's like 16 or something?
That's Blue Lagoon.
Oh, Blue Lagoon. Well, I got halfway there. It has blue in the title.
It's Brooke Shields.
It's a body of water. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's the same to us.
No, Blue Crush has got what's her face in it? Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Don't look at. Why are you looking at that?
Yeah, don't know.
We've been over this.
I don't even remember her name.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Jodie Foster. It's a surfing one. It's like based in Hawaii, and they're like, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Also good. It's a little bit as an adult when you watch it, a bit problematic, but just.
That's a lot of the movies that we watch. Yeah. People are like, it's so good. And then you realize it's been 30 years since it came out. You're like, oh, things have changed.
Yeah, it's kind of crushing. You're just like, oh, shit.
Blue crushing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mick, did you have a favorite sports film?
No, it wasn't a sports film because I didn't come
I don't want to know your favorite movie ever.
Nobody does. Like, nobody is interested.
I'm actually struggling to think of... I've been struggling to think of the sports films that I'm really passionate about.
Happy Gilmore, I reckon, is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Happy Gilmore. Abby, I mean, that's huge, though. Mm. Abby, that's a good one.
It's a really dude-y.
Yeah,
like a
that's
real
on the list.
Dude,
yeah. Yeah, for
and
sure.
It's actually not that funny.
Oh, my God. Really? Are you serious? Come on. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's definitely on our list, but also because I loved it growing up. I'm worried to watch it
I'm
now
scared.
Again.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many movies we're like, oh, we don't want to ruin it for ourselves.
Yes. We ruin it for everyone else.
I reckon it still stands up, but Adam Sandler is such a dickhead that, you know, it's hard to... look at a film with him in it and actually go, oh, this is good comedy because he's just a dickhead.
Have you watched Little Nicky? Is it Little Nicky?
Oh, no, I don't. I think that looks like the worst movie ever.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one. Isn't he
the devil's son? He's the devil's son.
Yeah.
I had a weird moment the other day because I haven't seen Little Nicky in a decade and a half. And I was walking through the shops the other day and I heard this guy very loudly doing a Little Nicky impression. And I don't know what was more embarrassing, him doing the impression or me knowing that it was a Little Nicky impression.
Was he by himself?
No, he was with his friends and they were like loving it sick. They're like, so funny. I was like,
what? Such a niche.
I never I've seen people do all kinds of other impressions, but... You know, Christopher
Walken. Can you even do it? What is the impression?
I'm not an impression person, but it was wild.
That's so funny. Yeah,
what about you, Joel? What's your favorite sports movie?
I was thinking about this through the week. There's a few that I love. I love Caddyshack.
Yep.
That's huge.
I mean, that's great.
List,
but not the ill-fated Caddyshack 2. I don't think you should go that far.
Okay.
Because that
someone's going to make us. Now that you've said it, you set the bait.
Don't. just say it, you can't find it.
they deleted it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. I bet they wish they had. There was Teen Wolf was another one I thought.
Oh, right.
Is that the one with the guy from Back to the Future? Oh,
yeah. Michael J. Fox.
Teen Wolf 2 had Jason Bateman in it. But Teen Wolf 1 was Michael J. Fox.
That's right.
And Teen Wolf was sporty because of...
He played
basketball as a wolf. And then he was amazing when he was a wolf.
No spoilers, mate.
Oh, sorry. I thought of basketball ones too, like Space Jam and White Man Can't Jump. But that's, you know, back in the 90s, there were lots of basketball films in the 90s.
Yeah.
Man, do you know Space Jam, and I only know this because I listened to other movie podcasts, was based off an ad for, like, Air Jordans?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they were just like, this ad's great. Let's make it into a whole major league.
I actually haven't watched Space Jam as an adult.
Apparently it's not good.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. So you guys have been doing this for, I think, over a year now?
Just over a year.
Yeah.
Obviously loving it.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Thank you, my love.
Hey, Ellen is the same as us. We've been going just over a year as well.
Yeah, we're pretty similar. We must have started around the same time. This is cute.
We're twins.
When are you going to pop the question?
So you're both comedians, right?
Yes.
And how is that how you guys met and how you started the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we also moved into the same suburb because we gigged together and then we moved into the same suburb. And then we got drunk together once and we're like, whoops, we're best friends.
Let's make a podcast.
That's literally how it happened. And then like about a year later, we were like, let's make a podcast. Yeah. Let's make this friendship were official.
You like, let's make, were you like, let's make a podcast and then go, what should we do it on? Were you like,
no,
we had the idea.
No, it happened
we
were the other way around.
Yeah, just having like cheese and wine at my place Love one it. Night. And I was seeing a guy who was obsessed with Lord of the Rings and I'd never seen it. And then I was just telling Beck, like, I felt really embarrassed that I'd never seen it. Like, I felt like less than human. Kind of thing, you know. And then Beck said that that kind of thing happens to her all the time. And then we drunkenly decided to make a podcast.
We're like, wouldn't that be a great podcast? Yeah, we're gonna do it. And then
we forgot.
We told one person, I think, who we were just like, isn't this this crazy idea? And then she went and told our producer, Alexa Toliopoulos. And he's produced amazing podcasts like Finding Drago and like Total Reboot.
Legend.
Blank Slate Podcast. Mm. Amazing. Right. And he's like, no, you have to make this. So he bullied us into doing it.
Nice.
And how do you choose your guests? Are you just like, it's all dudes. Is it mostly dudes?
No, we try and have mostly women guests because dudes have been talking about movies forever.
Yeah. What we try and do is if we have a female guest, we'll watch one that she's been shamed for not seeing. If we have a male guest, we'll have one that he has shamed people for not seeing. And then we hopefully can tear it down in front of his head.
Have you had any movies like that where you've watched it with someone and been like, no, this was awful. Why did you like this movie?
Oh, we had that with Swingers.
Yes.
With Cameron James.
Yes.
Mm. Are you a Swingers fan?
I'm a Cameron James fan, but I'm a Swingers fan as well because
you are, mate.
It was John Favreau and Finn Vaughan.
Yeah.
And yes, it's every guy's dream, right?
It just is.
I have to look this up because I don't know it.
Yeah, no, Swingers.
It's Vegas, baby, Vegas.
You guys, there's a handy podcast that actually reviews movies that you haven't seen.
So you don't have to watch them.
Yeah. It's called The Ladies' Guide to Do.
But I'm gonna pull up Cam on that one next time I see him because that's a pretty funny movie that he telling people to watch.
Yeah. And it was fun because they had he hosts Total Reboot with Alexi, our producer, and so they had just done a Fab Fest. They'd just done a festival of reviewing all of Favreau's movies. So
right.
It worked out quite nicely. Brilliant.
Well, Alex, you had had one of your favourite movies ruined by Cal Wilson.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. He's like one of my favourite movies of
all time.
How
can you ruin something that's terrible?
Oh my God, Mick, way to drive the knife in.
It's Happy Gilmore, all right, let's watch that next.
Yeah, next week, it's on.
And we're coming back here.
That's not a bad idea.
What did Cal do?
Oh, we were just like, because she had never seen it. Right. And so I got to hear someone's perspective of seeing this movie for the first time, whereas I'd grown up with it. Like, I was the dude in that situation. And I was like, oh, it has aged, hasn't it? Which is very disappointing.
It actually really has. Yeah, it has.
There are some bits.
Yeah, there's a lot of bits in that movie.
It's in Dumb and Dumber where he gets his tongue stuck to
the... Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that like so vividly.
Yes, that's very visceral.
Yeah.
I heard one of your episodes, I'm not even sure which one it was, and you guys found out that you knew and you just forgotten that you had sound effects. Because that's my life. I'm all for sound effects. All those things up there.
I clocked those before. Like, how do we get them on our thing?
I can send them to you. Which one would you like to hear?
Can we hear one?
Yeah, sure.
How good's footy?
Wait, how good's footy's good?
How good's footy?
Yeah, no worries. Hey, how good's footy?
So that's when we talk about football. Right. This is when we make a mistake, which is quite often.
Whoopsie daisies.
A lot of these are just Gabby.
You got Gabby Sport up there.
Gabby Sport. We haven't played this for a long time, Gabby. Do you want
it? So fun. I think this is more entertaining to us than it is to the listeners.
Sport! Sport!
No, no.
Sport! Sport!
Stop music!
Oh my God!
Joel's favourite. Stop! Too long, Joel!
Only 15 more seconds, Gab.
Oh, 15 more seconds? People are going to turn off.
They've turned off long, long time ago.
What? Let's do it. Look at me.
I barely have anyone on our show, Joel.
Our sound effects are not that good. We have like some pretty basic like stock ones.
Came with the material.
Yeah, because my boyfriend bought like a very, for my birthday, he bought me like a very fancy...
soundboard.
Yeah, podcasting. Yeah. It's huge. And I like the only thing that I know how to do on it is like press record.
Then one day, all these other buttons like that.
And we were like, one day we were like, what do these other buttons do? And just
Then it's we got found... the panel on the side and push the buttons.
And it, yeah, yeah, it wasn't us just like trying it in our own time. We were like, no, let's leave it on the podcast.
Perfect.
And then we put like 20 air horns in one episode.
There's
and people
one
like,
episode with too many air horns.
Gab can do it with a mouth. She's amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Go on, Gab.
This is why you're on the soundboard. This is why you own that.
Pretty much. I'm looking at it now just going like, this is all Gab, really.
Well, we do have some. It just happens naturally and then he cuts it down.
This one we never use. But that's like, that's a that's, proper
yeah,
sound.
We've got that one on our
Can I make one more request?
Please do.
What's little prick?
So Mick, poor Mick was talking
of
about getting a
Mick.
Needle.
Of course.
He was talking about getting a needle and I cut it up to be this.
It's just a little prick.
Great.
So continuing, you're on our show and we are a sporting show.
Yes.
What is your relationships with sport?
Oh yeah, we used to ask this question a lot to people.
Actually, I have a very similar relationship with sports that and movies. Like, I've never been into sports, never watched them, and I've always been shamed for it. Actually, that's my whole history. But I've always, in younger years, I pretended to like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Newcastle, at one point in my teenage years, I learned all the names of the Knights.
Of course.
And that's where it stopped.
Chief Harrigan.
Did you get lots of kisses for doing that?
I did.
Being in Newcastle, you would have met the Knights. I've been hanging out at the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, me and all of them. Andrew Johns, I know that one.
Andrew
Johns. Yeah.
He was a Knight.
I turned to you. I was like, I thought he was a radio personality.
Is he radio?
TV.
He definitely does TV stuff. Oh, like footy show and all that.
So he was a footy guy before that.
He was like the big one.
Right.
It was all about him.
Yeah.
What about you, Beck?
I
what are we getting these people on? What are you chosen?
Checked you.
My brothers played AFL when I was growing up and I wasn't allowed to, even though I desperately wanted to.
And now there's a league.
Instead,
it's
I had to
awesome.
Do ballet, but I was like really good at it or whatever. Now I'm like really flexible as an adult. I'm like, oh, who cares? Text me. Okay. But the only sport I've ever really gotten into was when I was living in Perth. I really got into the local wrestling scene.
Oh, really?
Wow. I was not expecting you.
How good's wrestling?
What does that even mean?
Yeah. Like, so they have this thing called...
What's the Perth local wrestling scene like?
Well, I was... Because I used to be a personal trainer.
No. That's
very sporty.
Is it a sport?
What else did you do?
I think
it's sportier than anything.
Oh, don't bait me like this.
Sport.
No, it's not a
it's
sport.
A sport.
No, it's...
What is it?
I used to be a Zumba instructor.
Yeah!
Hit the jackpot, William. Hit the jackpot. Oh,
remember
shit.
When Zumba was a thing?
Please,
I sure do.
What is a Zumba move? Like the classic? Is it a lot of hip movement?
A lot of
shoulders.
Hips. It's like if you took like salsa, reggaeton, merengue, and you put it in a blender, and then just poured it out for white people to ruin in community centres across Australia. It's
Wait, did you have like the Madonna mic and you were like, one, two? Like,
oh, I wish it was that fancy. No, I just yelled really loud. And you know what the most off-putting thing was? I was 16 years old. So like as if as if I needed to work out in the first place. Just me, like tiny little me. Like skinny as hell and these like middle-aged women. I'm like, it's easy, guys. Let's go.
They're like,
yeah. And twerk. They're like, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Beck, you've done more than the three of us together.
That's a serious career.
This is your show now.
Yeah.
We'll go.
But when I was working as a personal trainer, I worked with a guy who was like, I'm a professional wrestler. And I was like, there's no way I'd ever. And for years.
Wait, sorry. Are you 16 still at this age?
I thought you said training. Now. I was like, no.
Yeah. You said you were young. No, you were training a semi-professional wrestler.
No. So I was a Zumba instructor and then I went as a personal trainer till I was about 20. And when I was like about 19, I was working with another personal trainer who was also a professional wrestler. He kept inviting me to the shows and I was like, no, like not into, I can't imagine it. And I went one time and I was like, this is the best thing I have ever seen in my life. It combines like extreme physical fitness with like choreography, with like acting as well, and drama and like comedy. And it's like you get like $3 hot dogs. And, like, they just pull beers out of an esky that are like $4 in like a community set. And there's kids on the sidelines just being like, rip his face off. Like, this is amazing.
So you got into wrestling? You became a character? Like, you?
No, were, I just, no, I was purely a spectator.
But you got into it as in like.
I think if I'd stayed in Perth longer, I probably would have started.
Yeah.
I think, oh yeah. When comedy doesn't work out, yeah. I reckon it's definitely a possibility.
Something to fall back on. There must have been some great names. Yeah. Do you remember any?
Oh, the one that I remember most is Mr. Juicy.
Oh, yeah. That's Mick.
Yeah. What? What?
I don't know.
And he was just this really big guy who would, like, he would just grease himself up and then just come out and people would, like, throw plates of food at him. And, like, and he'd, like, be, like, rubbing up on himself, just like, Mr. Juicy. It's so funny.
I do love wrestling. I mean, I was a massive WWE fan back in the day.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
You know, it's sports, and they call it sports entertainment because it's not really sport. It's all rigged, obviously. It's all set up. Not really set up. But you're right about the physical capability you've got to have to do it is ridiculous. And they're throwing themselves off things and hurting themselves
and
all the bloody
gymnastics time. Gymnastics is a sport, right? Same thing. Yeah. Choreography.
Yeah.
Wrestling's better.
Ribbons. Throwing food on yourself. Yeah. Same thing.
All right. Should we try and play a game? So normally we play a game on this show when we get to the end of the show. That's how we know it's the end. All right. Should we try one? Gab, you want me? Okay, I'll do it. Sounds like I'm doing it today. Let me find it because it's here somewhere. There it is. All right. A crossover between both our shows. So, yeah.
That's all you have.
If this is good. Movie facts and sports facts, it's not going to go well.
I forfeit.
It's sports in movies and movies in sport.
Okay.
Oh.
Although I don't think I ever got any movies in sport. Doesn't matter.
All right.
So, so most weeks I do the game and these two give it to me for either rewriting questions that I'd done previously,
or totally shit
they're about darts or something.
Don't expect anything.
Okay.
No, expect something, because this week I actually went to effort.
No, but that's really bad, because now...
Oh, yeah, lower the bar, Joel, the bar. It's going to be shit. Okay. So, just jump in.
Okay. All right.
If you know the answer.
No, that's the official. You say your name.
Oh, okay.
Then you get to answer.
Cool.
Okay, thank you, Gabby.
Well, brace yourself.
In the film Castaway, Tom Hanks' character, who I can't actually remember the name of the character. Is anyone?
No. No, that's not a question, is
Castaway?
Yeah. Mr. Castaway.
Mr. Castaway. That's what she thought. Some respect.
He finds a ball and names it Wilson.
Gabby.
Everyone remembers that.
Okay, what's the question?
Go on, Gab.
It's a volleyball. Smartass.
It is a volleyball. Well,
I never win at this game.
Jeez. Oh, yay.
It's important that I try my hardest.
Chariots of Fire is a film about the Olympics.
Mm.
I've not seen it, so.
No, neither. Have you guys?
No.
It's quite an old film.
Think someone has an unfair advantage.
Okay. Everyone but Mick, which city is the Olympics at the end of the movie?
Da, 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 da,
do you know what, Mick?
Okay, Alex. Greece?
Thank you for putting up your hand. No, but in that, it is in that area.
Rome. Gabby. Fuck.
All of those things you said were wrong, Gabby.
Okay. Beck. Croatia?
No, we're getting further.
Did you say city or country?
Did I? I don't know. What is
Paris.
That? It is Paris, yeah.
Mick.
I would have accepted France. Dun, 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 you can keep going with that if you like. We'll do one more. Which one should I do? Which sport? Which sport is the film Downhill Racer about? I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah.
Go-karting. Gabby, fuck, sorry. Own rule, though.
Like, we have this
Billy Carts.
Billy Carts.
You know?
No.
Oh, no.
Beck. Soap boxes?
That's the same thing.
I don't know that.
Does anyone remember soap shoes? They were like a really big popular thing in like the 90s where you had shoes and they had plastic on the bottom and you grind on things and they would call soaps.
No.
They
were rollerblades.
No.
Once again, I'm quite young.
It was huge.
Beck wasn't born till the 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, she wasn't.
No.
94 for everyone playing at home.
We all believed you, though.
Alex, tobogganing? Yes.
Oh, I think we already had the answer.
Oh, we did? What was the answer?
Skiing.
Oh, skiing.
I didn't hear that.
Who said that?
It's good that you kept guessing.
Yeah.
Who said skiing?
Mick, did you say it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you know it? Well, had you seen it?
Well, I just guessed.
Oh, that's good guessing. I guess it had to be something downhill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like this show. All right, well, I think...
Thank you.
I think we have to end it there,
ladies,
yeah.
so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, before you go, anything you want to plug? Shows coming up yourselves, solo shows. What do you got going on?
Oh, yes. We've both got solo shows coming up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and Sydney Comedy Festival.
Hey. Ooh. Exciting.
In a March through May.
Yeah. Tickets are available.
Very available. Very. So my name's Alex Jay and my show's called No Sorry You Go.
And my name is Beck Charlotte and my show's called Dirty Girl. My mum does not like it. And of course, you have to listen to the podcast now.
Yeah. Yes. Please listen to the podcast. Once you finish this episode, listen to their podcast. It's so funny. It's so great. They've had so many good guests.
And you guys have been great too.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This has been really fun.
I don't know. That's it.
Okay.
Have a great sporting week. Bye.
Bye.
Sporting week.